This podcast is part of the Listen Frederick Podcast Network. To learn more, visit listenfrederick.com.
Welcome to the Health and Fitness Frederick Podcast, where we discuss all things related to health and wellness. We dispel common myths and misconceptions regarding healthcare, and we do it in a way that you can actually understand. And it is hosted by yours truly, Dr. Matt Silver, Doctor of Physical Therapy, and founder of Alpha Project Physio and Performance. Hey guys. Welcome to another episode of the podcast, and again, I'm your host, Matt Silver. Dr. Matt, don't care, whatever you want to call me. And on this episode, I've recently been talking a lot about different kinds of injuries, but on this one, I wanted to pivot a little bit and shift towards the decisions you should make. And I believe I've already done this episode a while back, but I wanted to do, I really do an updated one, but talk about the decisions you make when you're choosing a healthcare provider. And a lot of pushback I get from some of my patients is, hey Matt, you know, instead of having a copay or a coinsurance, I have to pay you directly. And right, there's a different way of working that working with me that people are not really as used to. It's essentially the same as going to your dentist and paying the dentist directly, and then you get a super bill or the invoice, and then you can submit that on your own to insurance. Some places do that for you. We just don't do it because it's just too much of a hassle for us to do it. But most people that work with us, they still get reimbursed a good amount of money. I was treating a Montgomery County police officer, got reimbursed 80% of everything, but some people don't, and they don't get reimbursed anything, and they still choose to work with us. So a lot of people need to understand that, yes, most people will choose to work with us and get a good amount of money reimbursed. The rate's just about 40 to 80%. Typically not 100%. I mean, no, I don't think any insurance is that good. But the question I typically ask people is, are you going to let, an insurance company dictate you actually getting better and getting good quality care? Sometimes the answer is yes, because yes, money is a thing. But most of the people that I talk to, the answer is no, that I'm going to get good quality care. Whether my good insurance, my shit insurance, right? Some insurance is pretty damn crappy, and you probably know if your insurance is crappy, right? If my insurance is going to pay for this or not, I'm going to get better regardless. So I just want you guys to kind of keep that in mind. Of hey, if you really do have a problem, are you going to let an insurance company dictate whether you're going to get good quality care? Because when we talk about choosing a provider, it's not just a physical therapist or your cardiologist. It's also your cardiologist, your primary physician, and your orthopedist. And just think back to the last time you went to your primary. How did that go? How much one-on-one time did you get with your primary physician? Was it 10 minutes? 15 maybe? Tops? How much time did you actually have to sit down with this provider and talk to them about your problems? And most likely, the answer was not a lot of time. When did I last went to my primary? Was it a year ago? 2 years ago? I'm just pretty darn healthy. I'm blessed. I'm very healthy. So I really go about once. I try and go once a year. COVID kind of screwed me up. But it was about 15 minutes. I mean, it's hey, here's your chart. What's going on? Yes, they're all physicians generally went into being a provider and a clinician for the right reasons. But I mean, really think, how much time did they spend with you? was it really enough time to actually go over everything you have going on? Or was it, hey, what do you got going on? Hey, these are your vaccines you need. Okay, awesome. Anything else? Nothing for your work? Okay, cool. All right, see you later. Slap on the butt and get out of here. And then they bill your insurance for a $300 charge, right? For 15 minutes, and they charge you like $200. I hope your insurance pays for that, because holy crap, that's a scam, right? 15 minutes with somebody, and it's just bing, bang, boom, get you in, get you out. That's it. I mean, holy cow, man. I mean, they're racking in the money with seeing so many people. And you know, it's just... Is it me complaining about it? Meh. Yeah, sure. All right, right. I just, why not? For 15 minutes of seeing you quick, sending you on your way, and for that much money, you know, is it the worst thing in the world? No, but it could kind of be like a big surprise if your insurance doesn't pay for it. So the point I'm getting at is, and I recently have been I worked with a podiatrist. She lives in Colombia, and she was telling me she sees about, what was it, four? I think it was four an hour, maybe five. I think it was four patients an hour was the minimum that she had to see. And if you can do the math on that, that is, I mean, it's 15-minute appointments, right? I mean, that's a lot of patients she is seeing. And how much one-on-one, like, in my head, thinking about this, she's seeing that many people, that's a lot of patients to see. And from my experience, that's a lot of notes you have to do at the end of the day. And this is the problem that we have in this. Guys, insurance is fine, right? I don't hate insurance. But in this model, what we see is you have these physicians that are, I mean, they're really smart and they're trained so well, but they're bogged down by so many notes and having to see so many patients. Just for, right, whatever practice or business they work for to be profitable and to maintain, right, the salary that they think they deserve. That's the problem that we're going to run into, especially in the next 5 years with this hyperinflation that's going to occur. So what I mean by that is, with all the money that was printed out, right, basically the government handed you however many thousands of dollars and said, hey, here's free money. Spend it, or use it for COVID relief, whatever you want to use it for. And I mean, times how many people live in the US? I mean, a couple billion, right? That's a lot of money that was printed and a lot of money that's circulating. And it's going to cause hyperinflation. The value of the US dollar is going to go down because of that. So when you have that, plus insurance companies not reimbursing anymore to these practices, and this is the problem physical therapy has, where you have, especially in a place like Buffalo, New York, where I'm from, where you, as a student, I was seeing three patients, maybe sometimes even four an hour, sometimes even an eval, treating, right, first time seeing somebody and having other patients I was seeing at this practice in Buffalo for my last clinical. It's insane. And from the clinician standpoint, I'm not getting anybody better. Maybe some people got a little bit better, but I promise you, my quality of care went down the toilet. The moment I'm seeing more than one person an hour, my quality of care went down the toilet. And the whole reason why your podiatrist, your physician, your all these other providers have to see so many people per hour and be productive is because of insurance companies reimbursing lower than they should. Right? And physical therapy, it's rampant. It's why I left Buffalo, because it's so freaking bad in Buffalo for physical therapy. It's just it was very, very frustrating. And guys, and this is speaking, and this is, right, as a healthcare provider, when you have a high rate of burnout, I don't know what the numbers are, but I'm pretty sure it's really high for physical therapists. The rate of burnout for physical therapists, I mean, I know my old manager, he changed his career completely. He's now into cybersecurity. Smart dude, wishing the best. He's killing it now. He's a great guy. But he changed his profession completely because he knew where physical therapy was going. And when I started working there, I remember talking with him, and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm a manager of this practice, making good money. He was making like $90,000. And he's thinking to himself, you know, I just, there's so much work and so many notes I have to do that he didn't think it was worth it. And as a new clinician, I look at that and go, man, what are we doing as a profession? What are we actually getting people better? So I hope this long-winded conversation, trying to bring it back to the point that when you choose your provider, when you choose to go somebody, yes, you know, take your finances into account, but I implore you to choose somebody that is the best fit for you, and don't just choose the person who's in network. Find the specialist, right? Find the person that's going to get you better. And sometimes, guys, that's right. It will be a little bit more pricey. Most people that we see at Alpha Project Physio, they've been to other PTs, they've been to other providers, and really didn't get the quality of care that would give them results. They kind of got better, and then they kind of got better and just kind of mulled around, and really just never saw the long term change that they wanted, and really wanted to learn how to take care of themselves on their own. So when choosing a provider, what are a couple things you can be on the lookout for? Whether this is an orthopedist, whether this is a physical therapist, chiropractor, one of the biggest things you can really be on the lookout for is, does that person listen to you? Do they actively listen to what you're saying, what you're telling them? James Ciriax, who is the founder of modern orthopedic medicine. So for orthopedists, chiropractors, osteopaths, physical therapists, right, he's really the founder of all of these professions. We take a lot from a lot of the things that he taught. The biggest thing for him is he preaches and teaches listening to you, right? Listen to you as the patient, right? But if we listen to you long enough, if I listen to you long enough, right? Oh, I have knee pain, okay? Tell me more about it. Right. Tell me more. If I listen to you enough, you'll tell me the problem. And if I listen to you even more, you'll tell me how to fix it. And there are so many times when I've been talking with somebody and all of a sudden, right, it's 15 minutes in and I said, so it sounds like you have this knee pain that only happens when you run. And right, it's happened recently when you ramped up your mileage. It's like, yeah, that's what's going on. Sounds like it's a running form problem. And we can fix that. So just in talking with you, I already really have a darn good idea what the problem is and how to fix it. So that's number one, guys. Make sure whoever you choose, and sometimes it's going in and actually having an appointment with them, is making sure that they listen to you, that they're actively listening and care. I think that's a very important second part of this, is they care about you. They actively care about what you're saying, not just listening and saying, oh, okay, and just kind of poo-poo you and say, oh, yeah, another runner with knee pain. Another one of these guys, one of these weirdos, right? So really finding the provider who cares, because most people that get into these professions, they do care. But guys, sometimes the system wears on you and they can say, oh, another knee pain. Okay, we'll just give you, here's our cookie-cutter exercises. And speaking of cookie-cutter exercises, that brings me into the second point. What else should you look for in a provider? Somebody who gives you a unique and tailored plan of care. Not just, you're another knee, right? It's another runner's knee, so we're going to put you in with all the other runner's knee and give you clamshells and kicking your leg back and squats and straightening your leg and doing leg holds, right? Those which are, right, warranted in some cases, but the problems that you have are unique to you, and they require a unique treatment approach. And if you're not getting that, if you're in a room with a bunch of others, that's kind of brings me to the third point. But if you're right somewhere and you're getting the same exercises as everybody else, or the same thing every single time you come in, then that might be time to find a new provider, or really switch things up and find somebody who actually specializes in treating what you have going on. And it brings me to the third step. If you are seeing a provider, especially a chiropractor or a physical therapist, and they're seeing somebody at the same, they're splitting time with somebody else, right? If this PT is seeing you and somebody else at the same time, or your appointment is 30 minutes long, I mean, some people do 45-minute appointments, which is, that's not too bad. I don't mind that. But if you're only getting like a half hour with somebody or splitting time within an hour, then, you know, what kind of care is that? I mean, do you really think you're going to get better with just a half hour of care? Because trust me, I've done that in Northern Virginia, and it's not fun on both ends, right? I'm rushed trying to give you the best care possible, and then I have all these notes, and I have somebody else, and I gotta rush and give you these exercises, and this person goes on the bike, and it's such a more stressful environment, not even just for you, but for me as a practitioner, that I know I'm not giving you the best quality care. And that's why if you are splitting time with somebody else or only getting a half hour and then the assistant is working with you, right? Nothing wrong with assistants, but right, they're not as knowledgeable as the doctor of, right? As the chiropractor, as the physical therapist, they are not as knowledgeable for right, a physical therapist assistant. I'm sorry, but they're just not as knowledgeable as the PT. And right, if you're getting bounced around between the assistant and the PT, it's not a good thing. That's another red flag that you should see. A fourth red flag is always seeing a different provider every time you come in. It's not consistent. And I recently talked to a runner in a local running group in Baltimore, and she's got a lot of things going on financially and new changing jobs. So once she figures that out, we're planning on working together. But she went to one of the bigger hospital settings in Baltimore, and this hospital setting, one of the best in the country. But she would see the physios, the physical therapists there, and every single time it was somebody new, and it was the same old, they checked her chart and then asked her a bunch of questions, and she's like, I just did this last time. Why are you asking me the same questions as the other guy did? And right, that's pretty darn frustrating when you're getting this care that you think is, especially if you're actually, some people's insurance actually really is not that good, and you have to re-hit that deductible before it starts paying for physical therapy. So you might actually be paying like $100 for this quality care instead of your $20 copay. It's not $100 care, right? You're seeing somebody, and every single time that you have to answer these questions, and if I'm the patient, I'm looking at this going, man, you don't even have a plan in place. Are you going in here completely dry, not knowing what's going on in my case, and we have to waste 5 minutes of you talking about things and actually making a plan to fix me? That's 25. I only have 25 minutes left. What the heck, right? Just 5 minutes of, I don't know how much money that is, of like $10 you just wasted by talking to me about the things that you should have already known. So that can also be the frustrating. That's another kind of red flag is, hey, are you seeing a different provider every single time you go in, or are you seeing the same person and building that rapport and that relationship of somebody that can actually piggyback your health and you can actually trust? And I think that brings me to number five. If you don't trust the person that's treating you, if you feel like you're rushed or that they're just going through the motions, or that they're just kind of there and putting in really a half-assed effort, if you get any vibes like that, that facility, that clinician, it might not even be the clinician's fault, because I don't want to blame anybody, because it's the system that they're in of, right? It's having to see multiple patients an hour is the only way for these practices to be profitable. And I completely understand that from an entrepreneurial standpoint, I get it. But from getting you better and giving you the best care possible standpoint, it is not ideal. And if any of these are going on with maybe somebody you're seeing now or in the future, then I implore you to find somebody else, right? It's nothing against them, but especially if, right, you're somebody like a CrossFit athlete or a distance runner, and you're going to this person, they're hopping you on the bike, giving you heat packs and saying, hey, straighten your leg out, hold it for 5 seconds for 10 reps. That person's not for you. Right, that is that you're not going to see long term results, and it's not going to be beneficial, right? And I like to think of it this way: when when you see a provider, right, it's physical therapy is very similar to just medical doctors, where you can be a general physician and you can be a general physical therapist and kind of be the jack of all trades and be mediocre at a lot of things, or you can specialize. And that's what many physicians do, and they become cardiologists and neurologists, right? Orthopedists, that's probably one of the more popular ones. And we can do the same exact thing in physical therapy, where what we've done at Alpha Project Physio is specialize in treating distance runners, CrossFit athletes, and more recently, pelvic floor. So it's almost the same as an OBGYN, an orthopedist, and a cardiologist, right? Maybe two different kinds of orthopedists. I don't want to go too broad with it, but that's what physical therapists can do. So if you're a distance runner, you want to go to the physical therapist who treats distance runners, because you're going to get the best quality care, and there's a level of expertise that comes in treating you. Same thing with a CrossFit athlete, right? With Olympic lifting and squatting and deadlifting and pelvic floor, right? There's so many things that that the pelvic floor therapist that I just recently hired that she does. I mean, internal assessments, and the pelvic floor is a muscle, and right, it can get tight and it can get weak, and there can be neuro signals going to it, and there's so much going on there where, right, the general PT, I don't know any of that pelvic floor stuff. Right, don't come to me for that. If you came to me for pelvic floor, first I'd feel bad. I would not see you. Right, but if you came to me for pelvic floor, you know, if there was a $20 copay, I would give you Kegels, and that's about it. I would not. I know I would not give you very good quality care because I'm not good at that thing, and I know that. Right, I don't try to treat pelvic floor patients, right? If you have pain with sex, if you have, right, you do double unders and you pee yourself, or you work out and you pee yourself, or you have problems going to the bathroom or low back pain and your abdomen's distended after having a kid, right? It's just not my expertise. So you want to go to somebody and you want to choose somebody who has that extra knowledge. And it's not just, hey, you know, we want to charge you more because we have this expertise. The reason why it's more expensive is you pay for what you get, right? There's a reason why the base model Tesla is like 30, I think it went up, it's $42,000, because that's their baseline car, because it's the technology and what's in that car is so just light years ahead of any other car, right? And I mean, you could pick Ford, Buick, anything else, I'm sorry. There's a reason why Tesla is the number one, is the most valuable car company in the world, because they are. And really because they've earned it, because the quality of car you're getting is that much better than all their competitors. And they're more expensive that way. And when I mean more expensive, maybe the baseline, I'm sure there's Audis and you know, Mercedes that are more expensive than that. But this is just an easy example. I hope you get kind of, you're picking up what I'm putting down. But when choosing a provider, guys, it's not just, hey, you want to choose the most expensive one. You want to choose the one that specializes in the problem that you have. So again, if you're an Olympic weightlifter, you want to choose somebody who has that background, right? We have that at Alpha Project Physio, right? We treat a lot of CrossFit athletes that do a lot of Olympic lifting. So keep that in mind when you're choosing somebody. If you're, whether you're a runner, right, you're a mom and oh, now you have this kind of abdominal issue and low back pain after your kids, after having your your beautiful kids, right, finding the specialist, the pelvic floor therapist, the running guy, the CrossFit guy, right? Maybe there's the skateboarding guy. I'm sure there's a skateboarder, right? If you're a skateboarder and I have pain when I do this, I don't know, this kickflip or something. I don't skateboard. But right, that's probably a thing. There's somebody out there who does that. So I encourage you, find that guy. Find the you have a thumb problem, find a thumb person, right? There's somebody called the movement maestro. She's a big proponent of that, Shante Cofield. But guys, finding the expert in the problem you have, that is who you want to see. If it's more expensive, there's a reason why, because you're going to get really good quality care and get better faster. And actually, I'll be honest with you, probably not only are you going to save time, but you're probably going to, and maybe it'll be a little more expensive. Sometimes it actually, most of the people we work with, it actually evens out, especially if they get benefits out of network, which most insurance companies will actually pay you to see somebody like us who's out of network. So quick recap, guys, when you're seeing a provider, you want to make sure they're giving you attention, that they care, right? That they're not giving you cookie cutter exercises, that they're not bouncing around between you and the assistant and somebody else. You're seeing the same provider over and over again, and that you're being seen for a good amount of time, which in my opinion is at least an hour. I mean, you could argue 45 minutes, but I think to really give somebody long-term change, at least an hour of time commitment per appointment, that is the gold standard. So guys, this has been ways are really what you're looking for in a healthcare provider, whether it's a physical therapist. It's hard to get that with physicians because most of them are all in network. So that's going to be a little bit tougher, but finding a chiropractor, finding a physical therapist like us that can give you that time of the day, that's what you want to find. And really having somebody like us to piggyback your healthcare, piggyback your health, you know, it's almost invaluable from the people that we've talked with. So guys, this has been talks on how to choose the right healthcare provider. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your night. Bye-bye. Hey, wait a minute, guys. I just want to say thanks for listening to the podcast today. I really appreciate it. And if you want to get more involved in the conversation of your health, your wellness, how to have longevity later in life, take care of your aches and pains, and learn how to do this on your own, that sounds cool to you, check us out at Alpha Project Physio on Instagram and Facebook. And also check us out at alphaprojectphysio.com. Right, if you're interested in actually talking to somebody about these problems completely free, we do free phone consultations all the time. So if you want to do that, go to alphaprojectphysio.com. You can click talk to a doctor today, talk to somebody today. And guys, on these calls, we're not trying to sell you something. The goal is to really find out what you have going on and help you out. Right? If that's with us, great. If it's with somebody else, that's fine. So if you're interested in that, guys, please check us out at alphaprojectphysio.com, and I'll catch you next time.